7DY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly cloudy skies today with daytime highs approaching 62. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. 30 tonight, mainly clear. 57 tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 52.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The American Farm Bureau, in comments submitted to the EPA and Army Corps of Engineers, says the proposed changes to the Waters of the U.S. rule would reintroduce burdensome federal regulations for agriculture. Michael Clements has more.
The American Farm Bureau Federation submitted comments Monday to the Environmental Protection Agency and Army Corps of Engineers regarding proposed changes to the Waters of the U.S. rule. Courtney Briggs, Farm Bureau Senior Director of Congressional Relations, explains the details of the comments.
We highlighted the problems with this proposed rule, which range from the incredibly vague terms that they're using to establish jurisdiction to the claim that they made about this rule having zero impact on the regulated community. And we spent a fair amount of time talking about the many benefits of the Navigable Waters Protection Rule and the importance of the exclusions and exemptions, particularly prior converted cropland.
Briggs says the proposed changes would be harmful for farmers and ranchers.
This proposal would greatly expand the federal government's reach over private property. And in particular, it would allow the agencies to regulate ephemeral features, ditches, low spots on a farm field. So it's incredibly concerning that federal protections and federal compliance will be associated with a low spot in a farm pasture.
With the comment period closing, the EPA and Army Corps now turn their attention to finalizing the rule.
I would anticipate that we see a finalized rule sometime this year. If you remember back in the summer of last year, the EPA and the Corps said that they would rewrite the WOTUS definition in a two-step process. But it really remains to be seen if the agencies will embark on that step two rulemaking. And finally, most folks who are closely monitoring the WOTUS fight have turned their attention to the Supreme Court because the High Court will be hearing the Sackett case later this year, which may provide an opportunity for the court to draw a bright line of jurisdiction.
Learn more at FB.org. Michael Clements, Washington.
That's an Ag Business Update from AgView. .net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Some parents in the Salina School District want a book removed from high school libraries, citing sexually explicit passages that they say are not appropriate for young readers. The book titled All Boys Are Blue by non-binary author and activist George M. Johnson bills itself as a memoir manifesto intended for adolescent readers. Pastor Chad Farber of Central Baptist Church in Salina submitted one of the requests to review the book. In his request to district officials, Farber says the book contains, quote, pornographic, lewd, and obscene content described in great detail, unquote. A former Wichita High School teacher has been sentenced to 3 years of probation for sexual exploitation of a child. Sean Winfield, 49, pleaded guilty to one count in November. If he violates his probation, the Sedgwick County District Attorney's Office said he faces 32 months in prison. Winfield was an English and debate teacher at Northwest High School. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? Seahorse Trailer Sales. Looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer? Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
A semi-trailer crashed off I-70 Monday night when the driver reached for a drink and lost control of the vehicle, authorities said. The crash was reported at 10:09 p.m. Monday on I-70 in Thomas County. The location was about 3 miles southeast of Brewster. According to the Kansas Highway Patrol, a 2020 Kenworth semi-trailer was westbound on I-70 when the driver reached for a drink and then drove off the road to the right and into the ditch. The semi continued traveling in the ditch before it overturned and came to rest on its right side. The driver, identified as Roger L. Melton, 53, of Siloam Springs, Arkansas, was taken to Citizens Medical Center in Colby for treatment. Wichita police have identified a 47-year-old woman who was found dead behind a business during last week's winter storm. The body of Angela DeGraffenried was found early Wednesday afternoon by police responding to a check welfare call in the 600 block of Northwest Street. Investigators are still working to determine how she died. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Police say two of four people who apparently overdosed on drugs at an Omaha apartment over the weekend have died. Police say first responders were called to Exarban View Apartments on Sunday afternoon for a well-being check, and they found two women dead and another woman and a man in dire condition who were taken to a hospital. The Omaha World Herald reports that one of the survivors told medical personnel that the group had ingested a powder they believed to be cocaine before the overdoses. Police have not yet released the names of the women who died. Governor Pete Ricketts and business leaders will travel to the United Kingdom and Ireland in August to promote Nebraska businesses on a trade mission that coincides with Nebraska's football season opener in Ireland. Ricketts said the trade mission will focus on agriculture, insurance, and other major Nebraska industries. It will also allow them to watch the Huskers play Northwestern in person on August 27th. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Before you know it, spring will be here, and it'll be time to start mowing again. So now's the time to get your mower to Maximum Outdoor Equipment and get in on the Kohler Winter Service Special. Take your mower to Maximum Outdoor before the end of February, and you'll get a 15% discount on labor, or give them a call at 943-0201 and arrange half-price pickup and delivery of your mower. The folks at Maximum Outdoor Equipment know mowers inside and out, and unlike the big box stores, they specialize in outdoor power equipment. They've been servicing Kohler engines for over 30 years and have the genuine Kohler parts and the expertise to make sure your mower is ready to mow come spring. This Kohler Winter Service Special is only good through the end of February, so don't wait too long. Bring your mower to Maximum Outdoor, just south of Kellogg on West Street, for a 15% discount on labor, or call 943-0201 for half price pickup and delivery.
Maximum service, maximum value, Maximum Outdoor Equipment.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last week with the county sheriff, architect, construction manager, and county counselor to update initial plans for the new proposed jail. The architect will take recommendations and suggestions and continue to update plans. Engineers met with the board to discuss the bid process and timeline for the health department structure repairs. An approximate cost of $60,000 to $75,000 was outlined. Commissioners were advised they may need to push dates further out due to lead time for construction materials. County Health Nurse Sue Rhodes will be assisting with developing a job description with her pending departure. The board settled on a salary range of $55,000 to $60,000 annually, depending upon experience. Washington County Commissioners met last week. Free dump days, the Washington County landfill, will be the week of March 28th through April 2nd. Ron Newts was appointed for another term on the Washington County Hospital Board. Commissioners asked Economic Director John Bruno for assistance distributing information regarding the Neighborhood Revitalization Program. A flyer being created will be shared with banks and lumber yards, as well as shared with contractors. The program allows for a 10-year prorated property tax abatement for eligible commercial and residential construction projects in Washington County. That application must be made and approved before construction begins. Washington County insurance rates are expected to rise by 4% this year. Tammy Apple has accepted the position of Nemaha County Senior Services Public Transit Director and will begin work for the county February 21st at an annual salary of $45,000. Nemaha County Commissioners heard this update and briefly discussed updates to the county employee handbook at last week's meeting. Glacial Hills RCD will host a soil health workshop in Seneca this Friday. The topics will include soil conservation and soil health. Ryan O'Neill with the Glacial Hills RCD talks about the importance of the workshop.
Yeah, so basically it's just a free soil health workshop to learn about the benefits of soil health on your farm. Topics to include everything from an introduction to companion cropping, cover crops, native pollinator strips, and some more events.
Ryan O'Neill was a guest on our public affairs program this weekend. He also touched on the RAPS program, which is a conservation program available to producers and landowners.
You know, that's the thing that we're really focused on with the RAPS strategy in the Turtle Creek watershed. And it's really to address those water quality issues locally. And the whole goal is to understand what impairments are on your farm and set those goals and actions to meet maybe some of those load reductions needed to reach certain goals on your farm, but also in the watershed as well.
Juanita K. Bush, age 69, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 2 p.m. at the Berean Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Juanita Bush. David L. Anthony Sr., age 60, of Wymore, passed away Wednesday. Celebration of life service to be held at a later date, with the Harmon Wright Mortuary in charge of arrangements for David Anthony Sr. Zoe Tart, age 57, of Wymore, passed away Thursday. Celebration of life service is planned at a later date, with the Harmon Wright Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Zoe Tart.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KNDY.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures will continue to rise throughout the day today. As the jet stream continues to sit further north, conditions will continue to stay very dry with lots of sunshine. Typically for February 8th, we can expect to see highs in the upper 20s and mid-30s throughout Iowa, the lower 30s and lower 40s throughout Nebraska, the lower to upper 40s throughout Kansas, and the upper 30s through upper 40s throughout Missouri. Today, temperatures will be well above average across the region, with highs in the upper 30s and upper 50s throughout Iowa, the upper 40s and upper 50s throughout Nebraska, the lower 50s and lower 60s throughout Kansas, and the mid to upper 50s throughout Missouri. Overnight tonight, we can expect to see extremely mild temperatures and stay extremely mild throughout the next few days. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-February, 43. Record high on this day, 73. The average low, 20, and the record low, 19 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:27. Sunset this evening at 5:56.
One Boy Scout merit badge is for astronomy. Some evidence that it might have inspired a few boys is next from the Old Farmer's Almanac. Farmers and ranchers looking to help their own following the devastating windstorms and fires in Kansas December 15th can use the Hitchpin app to help deliver relief.
Hitchpin is a great way to let others know what kind of help you need, or if you are able to help by donating hay, services, materials, labor, or any other kind of donation.
From the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau financial services agent near you.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, February 8th, the 39th day of the year. Author John Grisham turns 67, and the Boy Scouts of America get a three-finger salute on their 112th birthday. They were incorporated on this day in 1910. We've been researching the names of scouting alumni, and it turns out to be an impressive list. You'll find names like Walter Cronkite, Harrison Ford, Steven Spielberg, Hank Aaron, and Gerald Ford. But here's an even more impressive statistic. 11 of the 12 American astronauts who walked on the moon were former scouts, including Eagle Scout Neil Armstrong. And in fact, two-thirds of all present and former astronauts have scouting experience, including 12 former Girl Scouts. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about this day in history online at almanac.com.
Valentine's Day is all about love, but not just romantic love. It's the perfect opportunity to shower your family, friends, and children with sweet notes and gifts to remind them of just how much they mean to you. And Reflections is here to help. From funny and sentimental cards to delicious gourmet chocolates and candies, adorable Valentine's Day plush, and more, you're guaranteed to find something they'll love. Make Reflections Hallmark your Valentine's Day shopping destination, located at 901 Broadway in downtown Marysville.
Shop the President's Day sale event at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Beatrice. Deals so good you can't pass them up. Don't miss this limited time offer at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Find out more by stopping by or go online at twinriv.com. Check their used vehicles too, including cars and trucks. A tremendous selection at Twin Rivers in Beatrice. Again, go online to twinriv.com or stop by today.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Timmy Allen scored 24 points and his long jumper from just beyond the free throw line with 21 seconds left put Texas ahead before Marcus Carr's free throw sealed a 79-76 win over number 8 Kansas Monday night in Austin. Kansas did lead 76-72 before Texas's Trey Mitchell banked in a three-pointer to get the Longhorns within one. A Kansas turnover then set up Allen's go-ahead shot. Up next for the Jayhawks, they host Oklahoma at Allen Fieldhouse on Saturday. Kansas State sophomore guard Nigel Pack was selected as the Phillips 66 Big 12 Player of the Week for the second time this season on Monday after he posted consecutive 20-point performances in a pair of wins this past week, including the game winner against Oklahoma State. Pack is the first Wildcat to win multiple Player of the Week honors in the same season in more than seven seasons since Nino Williams won it twice during the 2014-15 season. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
The Wichita State Shockers look to continue their newfound momentum tonight in Orlando, Florida, against a UCF team that's out for revenge. The Shockers have won all three visits to Addition Financial Arena, but needed overtime in 2018. Last February, they survived 61-60 after Darius Perry's last-second jumper missed the mark. Less than 2 weeks ago in Wichita, WSU defeated UCF 84-79 behind Ricky Council's 31 points. Game time tonight, 8 o'clock, and it'll be broadcast on ESPNU. It looks like the Kansas City Chiefs offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy will have to wait at least one more year to get a head coach position. On Monday afternoon, reports surfaced that the New Orleans Saints had filled their head coach opening. They were the last team left with a spot open after nine teams looked for new leaders this season. ESPN's Adam Schefter reports the Saints have hired their defensive coordinator Dennis Allen as their next head coach. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Tuesday night basketball tip-offs, Marysville at Rock Creek. Girls and boys action live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Valley Heights travels to Lynn. Frankfort tips off at Axtell. Hanover entertains Clifton Clyde. Washington County's at Blue Valley. Centralia at St. Mary's. Diller O'Dell entertains Falls City. And Southerners host to Lewiston. Again, Marysville at Rock Creek, live tonight on KNDY.
Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens, as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com. Let's celebrate the beauty and majesty of trees. Each month, I'll focus on a different big tree featured in the Davey Tree Expert Company's 2017 calendar. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Giant sequoias, the Earth's most massive trees, are a great choice to start the year. The General Sherman Sequoia is the world's largest living tree by volume. This 2,200-year-old is taller than the Taj Mahal, and its trunk is wider than three elephants. Each year, it produces enough new growth to equal the wood in a 60-foot tree. Zone 6 to 8 gardeners may want to try one in their landscape, and those that like to push the limits will be happy to hear a Scandinavian specimen survived minus 22 degrees. These needled evergreens have deeply furrowed cinnamon brown bark. When planted in the garden, they typically grow 40 to 60 feet, and add beauty, texture, and year-round interest. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Are you seeking the perfect part-time opportunity to earn real money based on your ability and your effort? Do you like meeting people, working with businesses and developing prospects, and charting your course toward success? Would you welcome the chance to set your own hours and work schedule? If you answered yes and you have experience in sales or marketing, we'd like to talk. Radio KNDY is seeking an account representative to call on local retail and service businesses, assist in developing and expanding their marketing plans, and help in growing their business prospects. You absolutely need to be a well-organized self-starter, relate and communicate well with others, be creative in developing ideas and strategies, and be efficient and thorough in follow-through. A radio or advertising background is helpful, but we would certainly work with the right individual experienced in sales or marketing. Today's business environment demands that you be flexible, committed, and willing to get the job done. In return, we'll establish contacts and leads with you and allow a commission that rewards your efforts. This is a part-time position to start, but can work into a full-time opportunity if you stay with it. Contact us today with your resume, experience, and qualifications. Email KNDY at bluevalley.net. That's KNDY at bluevalley.net. For additional details, contact station manager Bruce Dierking.
It may be one of the most famous speeches ever delivered. Even if you know nothing else about the life of Patrick Henry, you probably remember his words, "Give me liberty or give me death." The story behind those words is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
It was a speech that lit the fire for freedom, a speech delivered by Patrick Henry.
What we all remember him for, of course, is "Give me liberty or give me death." He was speaking at that time in the Virginia Convention, a meeting at St. John's Church in Richmond.
John Kukla says Henry began his address on March 23, 1775. Henry's stirring words offered a clear course of action.
Henry believed that it was time to arm the nation, and in that fabulous conclusion of his speech, he talks about how the next wind from the north will bring news of the clash of arms and so on, and of course, within a few weeks, that's confirmed by the news of the Battle of Lexington and Concord.
As Henry neared the conclusion of his remarks, he called upon God and the bravery of those who had heard his words.
Initially, what he wanted to do, like so many, was to go fight for liberty, and he actually got himself appointed as a commander of the Virginia militia. George Washington, commented privately to a friend that he regretted that Henry belonged in the Senate, not on the field.
Henry went on to serve as Virginia's first governor, but it is the conclusion to his famous speech that is forever etched in the minds of Americans. Why stand we here idle? What is it the gentlemen wish? What would they have? His life so dear, or peace so sweet, as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery. Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. Traveling the countryside in Richmond, Virginia, I'm Andrew McCray.
Cambridge Place Senior Care in Marysville is inspired by their understanding of seniors and their needs, striving to serve each person and his or her needs uniquely, individually, and holistically. They strive to create a compassionate community that enhances the quality of life for those whose whole lives they touch. Facilities for assisted living, skilled nursing, memory care, hospice, and senior day services available. Visit their website at cambridgeplaceseniorcare.com. Cambridge Place Senior Care in Marysville.
When is a mule not a mule? When it's a hinny. Hi, I'm Jody Hankey. Both come from donkeys and horses, but have opposite parentage. And hinnies are a lot less common, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Commodity Classic is the one-of-a-kind farming experience where you can talk to the engineer who developed that piece of equipment. Talk to the seed dealer to find out what products work best for you. Talk to the experts and get inside their heads to get real answers in real time and get real feedback on the information you need. Commodity Classic is the place to do it all. Be in New Orleans March 10th through 12th for the largest farmer-led, farmer-focused agricultural and educational experience. The future is in your hands at CommodityClassic.com.
Mules are the product. product of a male donkey and a female horse. On the flip side, a hinny is the offspring of a male horse and a female donkey. Hinnies aren't nearly as common, but if you saw one, you probably wouldn't know it. Amy McLean is an equestrian reproduction specialist at the University of California, Davis, and a board member of the American Mule Association. She says unless you see one born, it takes a trained eye to determine the animal is a hinny and not a mule.
In my opinion, the face has more of a dish to the forehead. The ears tend to turn sharper. The idea that they're longer, they're disproportionate, and things like that is not completely true. We did find when we were measuring the hinnies to be closer to the donkeys and having the same underline and same top line ratio, meaning the back's the same length as the belly.
Hinnies are highly valued in countries such as Brazil, Colombia, and Portugal for ranching and as pack animals. McLean says they seem to be hardier and have a calmer temperament than mules. So why are hinnies not as popular here in the United States? One obstacle is getting the male stallion to mate with a jenny, the female donkey.
The other big obstacle is having a jenny that will conceive with a hybrid embryo. There's different ideas on why it might be harder for a jenny to come in full with a hinny embryo versus a donkey embryo. Some of that goes back to possibly the pH of the uterus of a donkey. So it's harder to breed them, and people who have tried, they haven't had a lot of success.
Learn more about hinnies at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
To limit the risk for a heart attack, Beatrice Community Hospital encourages listeners to eat foods low in saturated fat and cholesterol and exercise 30 to 60 minutes at least 3 times a week. And remember, a healthy heart makes a happy heart. A healthy message from Beatrice Community Hospital and Health Center.
Broadening the lines of communication for child agricultural safety today on Farm to Fork.
SIBO Technologies is focused on scaling regenerative agriculture. That's why we've created a program to remove the risk of starting new regenerative and carbon sequestering farming practices. The program is called SIBO Carbon Bridge, and it's free for corn and soybean farmers who own some or all of the land they farm. SIBO Carbon Bridge pays farmers up to $35 an acre in year one for implementing new regenerative practices. It pays again in years 2 and 3. The idea is to ease the transition into regeneration by rewarding growers for converting to climate-resilient practices that will both improve the soil and help solve climate change. Space and time are limited for this year's program, so growers should act now to sign up and see if they qualify. Learn more at sibotechnologies.com/carbon.
The Child Agricultural Safety Network, or CASN, has started an online community to enhance communication about child ag safety. CASN Program Manager, Marcia Salzwedel.
So having this online community available when somebody has information they want to share, a child injury, incident, or fatality, some type of news or announcement, an event coming up, or even if they just have a question, they can go out to the community and they can post it. And then they can get other people to respond to their questions or share their information and that type of thing. It's much, much better for communication and collaboration than what our old system was.
Salzwedel says the new communication system is on now.
We kind of call it Facebook for CASN because it operates a lot like Facebook does. It's available at childagsafety.org. And you do have to be a member in order to be able to get into it, but membership is free. There's no cost to belong to the network or to join the online community. And anybody that's interested in child agricultural safety and health and has a stake in that field can actually join the network.
Again, more info is at childagsafety.org. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ever feel like your insurance company doesn't know you?
Insurance Corporation will issue generic plans where agricultural activities occur.
Only a human can visit your farm or ranch to know what you need. Find out why Farm Bureau Financial Services is the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to an agent today or visit fbfs.com/protect. Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2019 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
KNDY.
Ag News from the Bitterback Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the United States, along with the United Kingdom, have paused their discussions on a new trade deal, but officials in both countries want those talks to pick back up again. As UK Ambassador Dame Karen Pierce was in attendance at the Cattle Industry Convention in Houston earlier this week, where she said the process will be important to discover some common ground on the issues.
We know you're tough negotiators. We think we're quite tough as well. It's not exactly give and take, but there will be things that American producers want. There'll be things British producers want. And we somehow have to navigate through that. Now, I have been very encouraged when meeting the NCBA in D.C. that we can find a way through all of that and get to a deal that will give everybody a good chunk of what they want. No one's going to get 100%, but we do believe we can find a way through.
She goes on to say that while she understands American negotiators will be seeking concessions from the UK, yet she says her side of the table will bring a wish list as well.
I would just say to USTR, beware. You know, we practice negotiating as well. I think fundamentally there are some things we both want, small and medium-sized enterprises, digital trade, and then there are things where we want to make progress like agriculture, but we might want to make it in slightly different areas. In theory, we ought to be able to bring that together to get a good deal for everybody. But, you know, there will be problems ahead. There always are over agriculture.
Kent Bacchus handles the trade issues for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and says that American producers would have a lot to gain from a better UK partnership.
You know, agriculture is going to be one of the most difficult things to negotiate. And I think it's that way in every agreement. With the UK, it's a very sensitive market. I think there are a lot of folks that are probably out there shaking their heads saying, what are you doing? Like, you don't stand a chance, or like, why are you even bothering?
They say they are optimistic about the continued trade conversations. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Row crop farmers, where do you go to find seed that is adapted to your environment? Call Kaufman Seed. We specialize in corn, soybean, grain sorter. For all of Kansas, we don't import seed from other areas. We test to ensure that it works here before we recommend it to our customers. You have counted on us to provide you with top quality seed wheat. Now look to us for the same expertise in corn, soybeans, and grain sorter. Call Kaufman Seeds at 800-634-2836.
If you're the owner of a flat roof, whether the property is commercial, business, or residential, you know a flat roofing system is different than any other system. That's why when it comes to a flat roof that's built to stay, the only name to know is Ray. W-R-A-Y, Ray Roofing Incorporated, aims to provide the best designed and most effective roofing system for each customer while maintaining a highly economical balance. Taking pride with meticulous work on each project is Ray Roofing, online at W-R-A-Y.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The House wrapping up debate today on a sweeping Democratic bill aimed at increasing U.S. competitiveness with China and other developing countries. The legislation will include a pair of amendments aimed at tightening reporting requirements on foreign ag investments. One amendment, sponsored by Representative Ronnie Jackson of Texas, would require disclosure of Chinese ag investments. A second amendment, sponsored by Mark Pocan of Wisconsin, would tighten requirements for reporting foreign land purchases to USDA. Experts say that foreign land ownership is currently underreported to USDA. Both provisions were adopted by the full House yesterday, and foreign ag investment is an issue that they can afford to ignore. It poses a very serious national security threat, Jackson said. Republicans arguing the bill, the American Competes Act, doesn't go far enough to curb some Chinese practices. USDA will continue to allow schools to offer flavored 1% low-fat or non-fat milk for the 2022-23 and 23-24 school years as part of a transitional rule to help school systems facing supply chain challenges during COVID. In the rule being issued today, the department's Food and Nutrition Service also says schools will have to ensure that 80% of the grains served each week in school lunch and breakfast be whole grain rich. Finally, the weekly sodium limit for school breakfast and lunch will stay the same for 22-23, but will reduce by 10% for the 23-24 school year. Stacy Dean, Deputy Secretary for Food, Nutrition, and Consumer Services, said USDA will work with interested groups to establish some long-term standards starting for the school year of 2024. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Fairbury Livestock Company proudly salutes the Fairbury and surrounding area FFA chapters for training their members in the many areas of agriculture. Today's FFA members are tomorrow's leaders in the field of agriculture. From your friends at Fairbury Livestock Company, check out our cattle sales on Tuesdays.
Cedar trees are an unwanted plant in pastures and other areas. The sooner you can take care of them when they're small, the better. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Farming is about uncertainty. When volatile prices and fluctuating weather are par for the course, you can count on Commodity Classic, the event that's designed by farmers for farmers. America's largest agricultural and educational event delivers the experience you've come to expect. Uncertainty may be what you're used to, but with Commodity Classic, you'll be equipped to handle it just a little bit better. Be there March 10th through 12th when we return to New Orleans. The future is in your hands at CommodityClassic.com.
Are you a farmer or rancher in the U.S. interested in a new revenue stream that is guaranteed for 10 years? Agora Carbon Alliance's national team of carbon farming experts can show you how by implementing simple practice changes like no-till, cover cropping, and grazing management. Contact your local on-the-ground Agora Carbon agronomist by visiting agorocarbonalliance.com.
Cedar trees are native to the central part of the country, but also considered an invasive weed when they choke out pastures or grow adjacent to hardwood forests. They compete for nutrients and deplete plant diversity, and the seeds are spread by birds. Adam Smith is the Forestry and Fire Bureau Chief with the Nebraska Forest Service. He says the control method you use depends on how tall the tree is. Trees that are shorter than the surrounding grass are easiest to kill using prescribed fire.
So low-intensity fire that can engulf and kind of consume the entire tree is ideal. That's when we should be managing for these trees because it's safe and cheap. As the trees get bigger, the conditions have to change for the prescribed fire where you need more fuel on the ground. It probably needs to be a little bit hotter, may need a little bit more wind to get to those trees. And at some point, the trees get so big that fire can be not the easiest methodology to try and manage those trees.
The next option is mechanical control. This includes cutting the trees out with a skid steer and tree shears or grinding the trees in place. And they won't grow back.
It's fairly simple. As long as you cut below the lowest branch to where there's no green foliage left on the stump, it's done. It's a very easy application of management. Just cut below the lowest limb. The biggest problem is then you're often left with the top of the tree that you have to find some way of disposing or utilizing.
It can be less expensive if you get some value out of the larger trees. Smith suggests using them for wood shavings or as biochar. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about controlling cedar trees at agriculture.com.
The new year brings a sense of optimism and determination. While there are many questions that need answers, you have a reliable and relevant source to get the information you need. This station at AgView.net, input cost, supply chain, consumer demand, and weather are all factors that affect your bottom line. Stick with the reliable and relevant source. Have a great 2022 from this radio station at AgView.net.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Tuesday today. Market's wrapping up here in just a little bit as we get towards the end of the day. Kind of a mixed day in trading for the grain. Still mostly lower, though. Wheat is moving further into the green. Out so that corn and soybeans are still struggling slightly right now as March beans are down 15 and a quarter cents at 1566 and a half. The meal has retracted back up into the green, up 90 cents at 453.70. Oil has taken a dive down $2.09 at 63 and a quarter. Over in the corn market, still a little bit lower here as well, with March corn down by 5.5 cents at 629 and three quarters. On the flip side, Kansas City wheat for March is in the green now, 9.5 cents. So finally moving further up, sitting at 8.01 and a quarter right now. And the May up 9.25 as well at 7.85 and a quarter. Cotton market still moving further into the positive as well. March cotton up $1.16 right now at 126.73. And the oats are still doing well as March oats are up 8.25 right now at 7.44 and a quarter. So some nice gains on that front. Canola is currently down 11.70 at 10.17 and 80 cents. Over in the livestock, still things mostly higher across the board here. Live cattle's kind of mixed right now. February live cattle's up 15 cents at 141.97. April in the red by 7 cents at 146.32. Feeder cattle seeing some gains here. March feeder cattle up $1.70 at 166.72, with the April up $1.12 at 171.40. And the lean hogs, we're seeing February lean hogs up $2.50 right now at 90.20, with the April in the green by $3 right now. Some big gains there, sitting at 104.27. U.S. dollar index, we're seeing about 2 days in a row some decent gains here, with March index up by 29 cents currently at 95.69. 30-year bonds are in the red just slightly, sitting at 152.25, and 10-year notes for March are in the red slightly at 126.18. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier on a Tuesday.
Good morning. This is Kerry at the El Dorado Livestock Auction. This week we're going to have a good run. We'll probably have close to 2,000 head this week. A couple of our featured consignments this week will be 250 head of black steer and heifers that'll be home-raised and a long-time weaned. They'll be coming right off of wheat and weighing 550 to 800 pounds. We'll have two loads of mostly black steers here this week that'll be weighing between 850 and 900 pounds. We'll have a group of 70 mixed-colored steers here weighing 8 to 900 pounds, and we'll have a load of mixed steers here weighing 850 to 875. If you want to see a full list of all our consignments this week, you can find that on our website, which is www.eldoradolivestock.com. And if you have any consignments for us or questions you have for us, go ahead and give us a call at 316-320-3212.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, online at El Dorado Livestock.
Filter days are underway at Heenan's Automotive, your Napa parts store in Marysville. Take advantage of their large selection of farm filters, hydraulic hoses, bearings, and all of your agricultural needs. Join them for a complimentary lunch Wednesday, 11 to 2. At Heenan's Automotive, your locally owned and operated Napa parts store in Marysville. Filter days now through February 20th.
KNDY.
Never treats me sweet and gentle the way he should. I got it bad and that ain't good. My boy
country music on a legendary country station. We're KMBY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.